Hello and welcome. This is Road to Choice. I'm Rachel Apollab. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a while being here. And our topic today is titled, Why the Disabled Are Poor. Are you agree with me that if you look around social media today, or you look around our world, Nigeria and across the world, there's so much conversation around economic strain. People not having enough money to handle and pay for their basic needs. Basic needs around clothing, food, and shelter. That's accommodation. And in the case of a special person or a disabled person, I can tell you it's higher. You'd agree with me that poverty affects everybody. But poverty tends to affect the special person or disabled person more, because the chances that he or she can do work or earn an income as quickly as his regular counterparts is very slim. However, I'd say that for the purpose of this conversation, poverty can affect anybody, whether a special person or not. So, for the purpose of this conversation, our topic will be why the disabled are poor. Ladies and gentlemen, you'd agree, like I said before, that poverty can happen to anybody, whether the regular person, whether the fully able-bodied person, or whether the disabled or special person. Now, if you did a search online or if you spoke to a financial expert, you're going to get the same answers as to the reasons for poverty. But because this focus is specifically for point specials and for those who are special, I'd like you to listen to this. You're poor as a disabled person because you do not budget. Lack of budgeting. Don't forget that disability tends to allow people, you know, give you money or maybe friends to come together to raise funds for an individual. And if you're not careful, those who are disabled tend to just rely on all of those donations and all that and just live like that. However, donations are some source of income. It's important that if that's the money that you have and you don't want to go poor, because donations don't come all the time, you have to budget. Budgeting means not tracking income and expenses, which can lead to overspending and inadequate savings. So note that. Number two, disabled or poor because of excessive debt. So relying heavily on credit cards and loans for consumption leads to high interest payments and financial strain. This also makes it impossible to invest and grow wealth. Don't forget that you're disabled doesn't mean that your common sense is gone. Okay, all the monies people give to you, stipends, whatever money that you have, donations, gift, it's important that you stay out of debt. Don't assume, oh, a donation is coming next month, then you go buy what you don't need. No, you can't do that. Number three, disabled or poor because of inadequate savings. A lot of people are vulnerable to financial crisis without emergency funds or savings. And that can happen to anybody. And this creates a never-ending financial doom loop. So the person is always in need of money. So I'll say to you that as a special person, you must always save. From the donations your friends give to you, from the monies that you earn in the little jobs that you do, from whatever gifts that you get, save. The same way you give your tithe, a 10% to faith, give 10% to your savings or more. Number four, disabled are poor because they do not have any long-term financial plans. And failing to plan for the future, like retirement, can result in financial insecurity in the long term. Number five, disabled are poor because of impulse buying. Oh, spending on non-essential items without considering long-term implications can deplete financial resources. Oh, someone just came to your house. Someone comes to your house and just shows you, this Ankara, this Gile, you're telling yourself, oh, you don't say because I'm a special person, I won't look pretty, and then you just buy it. No, that's impulse buying. You must have planned to buy whatever it is you want to buy. Number five, disabled or poor because of underinvestment in education and skills. Now, this part is the part I'd like you to listen to very much. Now, not investing in yourself or in oneself can limit earning potential and career advancement. So, I'd say that if the regular person is studying or is not studying, as a special person, you must study a whole lot more because your chances of employment is very slim. The chances of, even if you do a business, the chances of being patronized is very slim. Don't forget, the service is a turn off anywhere in the world. But for the fact that people are having conversations around it and people are improving themselves, that's the reason people are can relate with some persons who are disabled. So I'd say that you must invest in your education and your skills, okay, so that you can do well. If we celebrate Cobham today, it's because he has an education beyond just being a music guy. We celebrate Stevie Wonder across the world, it's because beyond just singing, he also had an education and he has a vocation. He's doing very well. And so you must invest a lot in your education, in your skills development. Even if it's not tertiary education you're getting, if you're a vulcanizer, whatever it is, you did do it excellently well. Number seven, disabled are poor because they neglect insurance. I'd say that in Nigeria, insurance is not very attractive, but there are some organizations that are really making it attractive, so that even when you've saved your money, it's not like it's all lost. You can take it back as a savings plan. You can research on it. I think I found AXA Mansard do that and many more. And as we draw this conversation to a close, I'd say that as a special person, don't have short-term thinking, okay? Think very deeply as to what you want to do and ensure that you improve every day, and it's going to be all with you. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Michelle Afolabi. Enjoy.